Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. I got another one of those fun emails. I love these. I don't know why. I get fired up when I get fake emails, and I'm entertained by them, but I also have to say that there are people out there who fall for these. That's why these things keep circulating. So I'm going to show you another one of these goofy emails I got where it's dressed up to look like DHL, the delivery company, is trying to send me something. They want to send me something, but I just need to give them some information. So the email hit my inbox, and it says, Steve Leto from DHL Express, dated, you know, date's real, to steve@letoslaw.com. Subject, your package failed delivery. Now, that would get my attention if it was real. And if I was expecting something from DHL, that would probably help. And again, they're banking on the fact that someone might actually go, I am waiting for a DHL thing. I mean, that might help. But the funniest thing, of course, is the minute you see the return address, and I'll put all this stuff on the screen so you can see it. The return address for DHL is apparently delivery at bastiendruck.de. Now, I had to look it up to be sure, but DE is the internet suffix for the Federal Republic of Germany. Now, I'm sure DHL does business in Germany, but I'm reasonably certain that DHL is an American company. At least it was at one point in time. But Bastiendruck, I actually typed that into a browser and hit enter, and all kinds of warnings are popping up from my browser saying, you do not want to go to this website. Now, my browser might just be prejudiced against those nice Germans, but I have a sneaky feeling that website is up to no good. However, I suspect that DHL has a more believable web address, such as DHL.com. I'm just guessing. In fact, I'll go look that up and make sure, because it might be bastiendruck.de, but I suspect it's DHL.com. Your package failed delivery. Now, here's the funny thing. You read the story, the body of the email. It says DHL, which is the logo. Of course, they just cut and paste it from someplace else. It says, track DHL Express shipments. Good day. Good day. We found your item pending delivery, comma. And then here's the problem, of course. It's the English and the grammar are all wrong. It says, we found your item pending delivery. You found my item? Didn't you have it? Wouldn't you be trying to deliver an item? We are attempting to deliver an item. No, we found your item pending delivery. That doesn't even make any sense. But then it goes, comma, a recent attempt, and they capitalized A. You don't capitalize an article in the middle of a sentence. We found your item pending delivery, comma, capital A. A recent attempt to deliver your package failed due to no one was at your delivery address. Again, a recent attempt to deliver your package failed due to no one was at your delivery address. Again, grammatically incorrect, but then it says, please download and review your DHL paperwork, two words, paperwork, below for more information on how to reschedule for a new delivery. Otherwise, item will be returned, no commas. Please download and review your DHL paperwork below for more information on how to reschedule for a new delivery. Otherwise, item will be returned. No commas. Now, I know people say, they go, Steve, those people write this stuff purposely to trick stupid people. That's not it. Their English is this bad. People fall for it who don't understand good English. But it's not like they actually speak better English and they're trying. People misunderstand what that's all about. This is just simply people in another country don't speak English very well, but they've discovered that if they send out 3 million of these a minute, that somebody's going to fall for it. So it then has a link and it says download and review your paperwork. Now, I've talked about this before. You don't want to download or click on any of that stuff. But depending which browser you're using, which system you're on, you can often identify what something is before you click on it. So I'm using Firefox on a PC. And if I hover the cursor, and yes, it's called a cursor, if I hover the cursor over the download and review paperwork trap, up pops in the bottom left-hand corner of my browser the link where that will take you if you clicked on that trap. Okay, if you step in the bear trap, here's what's going to happen. So it sends you to a website, rebrand.ly. Rebrand.ly. Now, Rebrand, I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what it could mean in English, but the problem, of course, is .ly. I'll admit, I looked that one up also. It's Libya. Libya. So apparently, the paperwork to get my package, due to no one was at your address, is in Libya right now. Rebrand.ly. So if I were to click there, something else would pop up. And it's probably phishing for information. It's probably going to ask my credit card information or my mother's maiden name or my social security number or something. Or it's just going to load all kinds of evil software on my computer. I don't know what it's going to do. I didn't click on it. I'll do so much for this video series, but I will not click on links like this just to see what will happen. However, I've often talked about how you need to talk to people in your life about these emails. When they get an email that says, you know, there's somebody we're trying to get a hold of you, we're trying to deliver something. You can immediately figure this stuff out by simply looking at things like return addresses on the emails or where these links take you if you clicked on them, but don't click on them. But also, one of the other things I'll point out to you is that below that it goes, if you have any questions regarding our product, please contact us. Well, number one, how could I have questions about the product when the complaint is that I wasn't home? But below that are three links, customer service, help center, my DHL Express, okay? All three of them are dead links, meaning that if you put your cursor over it, nothing happens. But they're clearly designed to be links. So if you got a real email from DHL, it would actually have a link that you can click on for customer services, a link you can click on for help center, and a link you can click on for my DHL Express. The fact that those are dead links in the email indicates, again, this is a phishing expedition, but it's not a real email. And then finally, it says, read our privacy policy and terms of use. And you click on that, nothing would happen because it's a dead link also. So all of the warning flags on this email are there. Like I said, I love getting these because to me they're hilarious. But again, DHL Express's return address is at bastiendruck.de, someplace in Germany, the Federal Republic of Germany. And good day, we found your item pending delivery, comma. A recent attempt to deliver your package failed due to no one was at your delivery address. And then please download and review your DHL paperwork below for more information on how to reschedule for a new delivery. Otherwise, it will be returned. And with a whole bunch of dead links, and the only live link would take you to someplace in Libya. Now, I like to be a person who thinks more openly about other countries. I have no ill will towards people of other countries. I believe we are all passengers on this planet Earth as it hurtles through space around a cold, devoid, uncaring sun. And fellow passengers of the planet Earth who occupy Germany or Libya are just as friendly and potentially as nice as those of us here in these United States of America. However, I would suggest to you that it's highly unlikely that you will ever have reason in your life to do business with anybody in Libya. It's just some advice I'm putting out there. So if you get an email from somebody in another country, and you feel like pen-palling with them, that's fine. But I would suggest to you that the idea that something useful is going to come to you via the internet from Libya, highly unlikely, highly unlikely. But again, if you want to be more open-minded than me, you can say, no, Steve, I have faith. Someday I'll get a very, very valuable communique from the people, the fine people of Libya. That could happen. It could happen, but I don't think so. I don't think so. So again, I got the goofy email telling me that I wasn't home the other day when I was. And in this bad English, they want me to click on a link so they can take all my information. Or like I said, load my computer up with Trojan viruses. I don't know. I didn't click on those things and you shouldn't either. But again, watch out for this stuff. I hope you're entertained by it the same way I am, but make sure the people in your life, and you know who they are, understand that you can't click on something just because it came to you in your inbox. You've got mail, okay? Be very, very careful. We all used to look forward to email. Now it's getting to the point where I'm deluged by it, and much of it is this stuff. So there you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.